Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Rick Minter, the new Eagles inside linebackers coach, has a great one to work with in D'Amico Ryans. And Minter understands that having a veteran like Ryans makes everything easier for the defense.
To me, players, particularly inside linebackers, are very adaptable guys. They don't really get too hung up in how many down guys are playing in front of them. You know, if we play a 3-4, there'd be three. If we play a 4-3, there'd be four. Or some version of it. The linebackers here have all done a great job, led by D'Amico Ryans, the real veteran of the group, the real classy, the professional, and then a bunch of other guys. You know, a rising star like Michael, you know, who can run like the wind and be very explosive, very, very bright future, you know, as a football player. And then a bunch of guys that are going to end up being role guys and competing for roster spots and trying to establish themselves, you know, whether it be Phillips, Cheney, Matthews, Acho, Knott. Those are all the guys I coach currently, seven guys in the room right now. But they've all done well. I know a lot of their backgrounds. I know a lot of their either their former NFL time and or their college time, how they were really raised playing the game. But they've all done well. They've all adapted well and enjoy working with those guys every day that we've been allowed to.
Because that position is usually the quarterback of the defense, how important is the leadership aspect? And in the short time that you've been with D'Amico, how does he lead this football team?
Well, he's a true pro. He's a very smart, high-character, academic guy. So he studies the game from an academic, a mental part. He's the older guy in my room, so he's got experience, he's got expertise, he's got leadership, and he has a real presence about him, just from his own physical presence to his demeanor, to his character, to his work ethic, to his style around younger guys. He's not a vocal rah-rah-rah guy, but he leads by example, by work ethic, by the guys just following his lead.
Rick, how much do you enjoy this time of year? Because as a college coach, you got to teach. That was your main thing. This is a time where the guys get to learn the scheme, get the practice time. How much do you enjoy this teaching session, this time of year?
Well, all my friends told me always that of why I would love the NFL is because I just love coaching football, teaching football. And that's what I find myself getting to do now. You know, I was telling someone it's been since 1984 in my life that it's been since I've either not been the head coach / D coordinator. Not that you didn't do all those jobs as a coordinator in college because you had your own position many times. But I've got two guys to be responsible for, to be honest, and two inside linebackers. I've got all day to do it within the rules, of course. You know, we don't get that much time with them. But my focus is just trying to get these two inside linebacker positions up to par, up to speed, be the quarterbacks, be the leaders, be the executioners of our defense. So I'm having a blast. I'm having a ball doing this. It's just 100% football mixed in with a few other things, media, PR, community, et cetera. But it's nothing like college right now. Most college guys are on the road recruiting right now, and I'm getting the fortunes of working with my guys within the hour limitations of the CBA.
Rick, what did you see from Michael Kendricks when you looked at the film from his rookie season, and why do you think that he can excel in this defense moving forward?
Well, Michael arguably is the best athlete in my group. I mean, pure, unadulterated, explosiveness, speed, power, all the things you would look for in a measurable. Michael's probably at the top of the list, to be quite honest. And I saw that on film, but I didn't necessarily know how he would be. He's just a second-year player. Really one of the younger guys in the room when you think about the other veterans vying for a position. So his upside is unbelievable because he just got here, really, you know, less than 1 year ago. Well, about a year ago he got here. And so now he's learning a whole new defense again. So it's his third defense in 3 years, counting his old college scheme, the last year Philly scheme that tweaked itself a couple of times throughout the season and now settling in. So his learning curve is still up there like most of our guys, but his more so. But his ceiling is unbelievably high.